Doctor's office.
Hello, this is I'm calling for.
Hi, just one moment, please.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Dating antihistamines and Afrin nasal sprays.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. How's your week going up there?
Very well, thanks.
Did you make the team dress up today for Halloween?
No, unfortunately, but a lot of my kids did.
Yeah. What grade are your kids in?
Oh, I've got them in various shapes and sizes.
Okay.
Everything from 21 down to 7.
So. Okay, so you get the full spectrum.
Yeah. Pretty
well, I got to tell you, it's funny. We had our office dress up. There's 100 and probably 20 people in the office. I think 110 of them were dressed up. So.
Oh, that's terrific.
It's kind of a fun, spirited day here.
Oh, that's
Luckily, these are not video conferences we're having right now.
You're located where in?
Yeah. So, you know, I appreciate the quick reply that you had sent a couple weeks ago. And obviously, you know, I wanted to talk about you guys may even know each other, but I wanted to also just spend 5 minutes with you while we're, you know, we've never spoken before. I've done a lot of work the last 12 years, specifically in this space on the sales and sales support side. So,
right.
And we had never met it yet or anything. So,
right.
When you saw that come across, was it, did it catch your attention in a, you know, in any particular way? Do you know by chance?
No, I can't say that I do know. I've been in the industry for a long time, and I was a little bit surprised that I didn't recognize his name.
Huh.
I do know a lot of the players over it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I recognize the situation that is in. There's been a lot of turmoil in sales management over there.
Yeah.
And, you know, the reason I wanted to talk to you just to set expectations, I do not have a specific position that would suit right now, but you know, he's obviously a quality candidate, and I wouldn't mind, you know, it never hurts to spend a few minutes with somebody who's probably right here in anyway.
Well, he's actually down and he's kind of been commuting back and forth. He's based out of, but that's his expectation as well. I mean, he, you know, and mine. I mean, we didn't think that you had a position open at this level, and I think I will tell you that in the world, this is the only call he asked me to make.
Right.
For whatever that's worth to you. He says, did you ever work at in the past?
I did. Yeah.
Where you guys spent some time back in the, I don't know where it was, maybe the second half of the 80s. He said he thought you, he even knew you guys had worked together or something. So if you've been talking to him, that may be.
Yeah, I spent 6 years at.
Okay.
Before I came to.
Yeah.
But anyway, you know, I thought, you know, a couple things might come out of this. You know, number one, I would create a new relationship with someone who might fit into the picture for us down the road. And number two, you know, maybe I can, you know, help in his networking around the industry.
Well, I think he'd be very open to that and would look at it as nothing more than an introductory conversation with the expectations that even if you have a great conversation, it probably doesn't change anything in the very immediate term. But, you know, he, like I think I had said in my cover, he spent, I'm sure you know that organization, you know that when he got the kind of the top spot that.
Now, who is this gentleman that took over the, was he the incumbent at, or was he in more of an executive role?
Yeah, he was one of their VPs of sales.
I see.
One of their main.
I see.
So he and a woman named. She took over as VP of what they're calling customer marketing and I think strategic planning. And then was kind of the other person at that level within. So in what was obviously an interesting turn with. I've recruited for. Since 96. So. You know, I was pleasantly surprised that he ended up getting that customer role, but it kind of, I think it threw, particularly on the side of things, and so then the ripple effect was that he was one of the people all of a sudden without a customer, and he was on that team, but they ended up putting him in a strategic role, this customer development and strategic plan and aligning the different sales forces for the past year.
Right.
He ultimately decided, and was up against the deadline just in the last couple weeks for the package, and he just decided he was going to, you know, go in a different direction. So I hope and think anybody that you'd potentially ask about him in the industry would tell you some positive stuff about the guy.
Well, I do know just from my own experience that, you know, he did a fantastic job with the team down there. I mean, you know, I think two or three years ago was not all that highly regarded down there, and, you know, they made just enormous progress in terms of recognition by as a great supplier. So
yeah, and
he obviously did a good job, but I also know that, you know, was caught in a lot of political horse trading, I'm sure, with who got what job, and you win some and you lose some. You know?
I think he aged about 10 years in about 3 months.
Yeah, so, I mean, at least they made the right decision there. I mean,
yeah, no.
I think he's a good guy for the job, you know.
I think so, too. I mean, I have to think it was, you know, I think a lot of people agree it was kind of a coup to be the acquiree and to get that top sales job. But nonetheless, I mean, it seems like things have gone.
I think it's also one of those, be careful what you ask for, you just might get it.
Yeah. I think you probably know as well as I do, you're exactly right. And that, you know,
old cultures die hard over there.
The old culture, the bar, you know, somebody pushing you in the back going, no, you go first. You take this. So, and I think they're dealing with some of those realistic challenges. So I would love to be able to coordinate through maybe a 20, 30-minute kind of exploratory phone conversation. Is that the way you want to do it?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know. I get down there pretty frequently. I've probably been down there 4 times in the last 6 weeks.
Yeah.
But I can't say I have anything on the calendar right now. Is he going to be spending any time up here?
I can ask him. Maybe if you want, what I could do is coordinate and just give you some, you know, I'll give you basically where, you know, he may not be anywhere other than there. I'm sure he'd fly up, but I'm assuming that's not what you want him to do. So,
I don't want him to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, if he's up here, I mean, you know, there's no rush. I mean, if the right opportunity comes along for him between now and the time we meet, well, good for him. You know, I would like to meet him. I'm impressed with what he's accomplished. And, you know, while I don't have an opportunity, I always like to meet, you know, people, you know, who might be future prospects. And at the same time, you know, I'd be happy to help. I have a lot of contacts in the OT industry. And, you know, there's, you know, always something that, you know, gets in my line of sight that might be a good thing.
Absolutely. Well, let's do this then. I will, I'm going to call him. I'll get some kind of where he's going to be. If it's all, I'll let you know that, and you can decide if you want to wait a few weeks or if you want to have a short phone conversation with them, and we'll just go from there. The expectation is simply that you will talk and that we'll see what happens, if anything, that comes
in. More than anything else, I want to chat with you just so you know, you were very clear up front that I just don't have an immediate opportunity for someone.
It was the expectation. I will tell you, I don't know if the email's connected the dots. I know pretty well, who also obviously knows you guys pretty well and you and what have you, so we're all, you know, we're connected in that way as well. I want to leave it with this thought. It's interesting you mentioned about the team. I'm probably the only one that placed anybody with him. There was about 5 key people on that team, so I would like to just use this conversation as a foundation for maybe a future dialogue between us as well, you know, sales and sales support, all the major customer teams and major classes of trade, exactly what I've done, and I know this space intimately well. You know, if you felt there was an opportunity somewhere for you and I to reconnect, I'm definitely going to look you up at us next year, but if something comes up before then, you know, where you say, hey, you know what, I remember this guy knows this space pretty well, and we're needing another resource, I'd love to get circled back to you guys.
Yeah, like, I don't get to very often, but if you're ever up in this neck of the woods, you know, we could grab a sandwich or something.
Well, I will be up there, and maybe even in the next month, so if that happens, if maybe you can just kind of give a thumbs up to let me try to get on your schedule somewhere.
Yeah, that would be fine.
Okay, great.
No problem at all.
I'll follow up with I'll get some general availability. I'll send it to you guys, and then just let me know what you want to do.
Fair enough.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.